Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Public Librarian Leanne Coons about a special event coming up next month in Washington. In August, there's an event that happens once in a while, and the library is going to be taking part in recognizing this. Can you tell us first what's happening?
Yes. On Monday, August 21st, a total eclipse is going to be taking place across the United States for the first time since 1918, and it won't happen again until 2024. And so, weather permitting, the entire continent's going to have the opportunity to view an eclipse or a partial eclipse as the moon passes in front of the sun and casting a shadow on the Earth's surface. And there's going to be about 2 minutes of darkness in the middle of the day across 14 states. And then Iowa will experience a partial eclipse.
And is there a certain time of day to expect that?
Yes. It's going to be between noon and 2 is going to be the best time to observe the partial eclipse.
And with this, what's the library going to be doing to recognize and help people remember that's going to happen?
Yes, we're really excited about it. So we're going to have several events celebrating the eclipse. Prior to the eclipse, we're going to have a presentation by University of Iowa astronomy professor, Dr. Stephen Spangler, and that's going to be on August 17th in kind of anticipation of the eclipse. It's free and open to the public, and he will be coming and talking about eclipses and other things in astronomy. After that, we're going to actually have an event on the day, on Monday, August 21st. In the morning, we're going to have some pre-eclipse activities in Central Park. And it's going to include a story time, we're going to have a kids' sun craft, and we'll probably have some music and snacks also going on in the morning in anticipation of the eclipse.
And it's a nice chance to have an educational opportunity before kids go back to school that week.
Definitely. It's perfect timing because the kids here in Washington go back on Wednesday of that week. And so it's kind of an end of the summer celebration, learning, get excited about the eclipse activity, get the family out one more time for a last summer event.
And how do you feel as a librarian getting to take the library outside, so to speak?
Oh, we love that. Anytime we can get outdoors and enjoy the park that we always see from our windows, we think that's a lot of fun. So we hope the weather will cooperate that day because we're also going to have an actual viewing party between noon and 2. The maximum coverage here is going to occur at about 1:12, and the library is going to be passing out 200 eclipse viewing glasses for the public to view it out there in the park. In addition, we're also going to have some live streaming video of the eclipse on our big screen upstairs in the library. NASA is having coverage throughout the morning and throughout the eclipse from multiple locations across the country. Some broadcasts are going to feature scientists. Some will just have some social media feeds. And it's going to include a dozen sites from Oregon to South Carolina, from airplanes and ground telescopes and high-altitude balloons as well. And then our final activity of the day, after the eclipse has occurred, we're going to ask our patrons to give us a reaction to the eclipse in the form of a haiku. So we're going to be passing out big post-it notes, and we're going to try to get people to write a short poem. A haiku is very short. It's only 17 syllables, usually in 3 lines of 5, 7, 5 syllables. And just their reaction, basically, to how they experienced the eclipse. And we're going to call it Cover the Sun Haiku Writing, because we're going to have a large cutout of a sun and have them paste their post-it notes on that sun.
And talking about the special viewing glasses, are those for the health of your eyes? Why are those needed?
Yes, they are to protect your eyes, because even though you're looking up at the sun and a lot of it is covered, there's still rays coming through. And these are special glasses that were approved through NASA, and they sent them to libraries throughout the country as the best things to wear while you're looking up at the sun so that you don't have to worry about hurting your eyes.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington Public Librarian Leanne Coons speaking about events for the eclipse happening next month. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.